Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about making incredible hummus at home. Get ready, hummus lovers, because this is going to be a game changer. This restaurant hummus? $9.50? Highway robbery, I tell you.
$9.50? For hummus? I could buy like a whole week's worth of groceries for that. What's the big deal with this fancy hummus anyway? Is it made of like unicorn tears or something?
Well, let me tell you, after cracking the code to perfect homemade hummus, we're obsessed. And guess what? For the price of one tiny restaurant tub, you can make 12 times as much at home. It's all about the technique. First up, freshly soaked chickpeas. Soak them for 6 hours. They double in size. No time? Canned chickpeas work in a pinch, but the flavor, not quite the same.
So aching versus canned. Got it. So, what's next? Do you like chant a magical hummus spell or something?
Ha, no magic spells needed. Just good old cooking know-how. Rinse those chickpeas, get rid of any debris. Then into a tall pot they go, with water, lots of water. Bring it to a boil. This takes time, but trust me, it's worth it. Jarred chickpeas, their flavor, just off. Freshly cooked, game changer.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So, boil those chickpeas, then what? Blend them into oblivion?
Not so fast. Skim off the foam for a cleaner flavor. Then, secret ingredient alert, baking soda. Just a teaspoon helps break down the skins for extra smoothness. Cover, simmer for 1 to 2 hours. Patience, young Padawan, patience.
Baking soda. Interesting. I never would have thought of that. So, after the simmering, it's blend-a-rama time.
Almost. Check for doneness. They should practically mash themselves. No need to peel the skins. Contrary to popular belief, they actually add to the texture. Let the mixture dry out a bit. Better for blending. Then, a cool-down session on a metal tray. Then fridge time. This is a great point for bulk prepping. Freeze those chickpea blocks for instant hummus gratification later.
So you're telling me I can have like a hummus stockpile in my freezer? This is life-changing.
Exactly. Now for the blending magic. A food processor is your best friend here. Blend those chickpeas into a fluffy paste. This is crucial. And here's where the restaurant secrets come in. Vegetable oil. Stream it in while blending. It creates this incredibly silky, fluffy texture.
Vegetable oil, huh? So that's their secret weapon? Genius!
Another secret weapon. Double the tahini. Use the light-colored stuff. The darker kind is bitter. Now, be warned, this will make your blender work for its living. Add lemon juice, freshly squeezed, please. And a pinch of citric acid, if your lemons aren't very tart. Salt, of course, is a must.
Okay, so lots of tahini, fresh lemon juice, salt. Got it.
Last but not least, the magic ingredient, ice. It cools down the mixture, lightens the color, and adds that final touch of fluffiness. Add a few cubes at a time, until you reach the desired consistency. Blend it all up until it's perfectly smooth, transfer to a container, and chill.
Ice, that's unexpected, but I'm totally willing to try it. So after the chilling, it's ready to devour?
Almost. Once chilled, give it a good mix to get rid of any air bubbles. Then, it's plating time. A couple of dollops, swirl it around with the back of a spoon, create a beautiful well in the center. Drizzle generously with olive oil and garnish with those reserved chickpeas. Boom. Restaurant quality hummus at home.
Wow, this sounds amazing. I'm definitely trying this. No more $9.50 hummus for me.
And you know what? We did a blind taste test and our new recipe was almost indistinguishable from the restaurant stuff. So ditch the overpriced restaurant hummus and make your own. It's smoother, tastier, and way more affordable. Thanks for listening, everyone. Until next time.
Goodbye.